May the divine assistance remain always with us.
Amen.
So good evening to you.
Good evening.
So let us continue and resume our reflections on the tools for good works. And tonight we look up at tool number 29. And that reads in the RB 80 translation, "Do not repay one bad turn with another." In the Latin it reads, "Malum pro malo non redere." Well, malum, or malo, of course it does mean evil or wrong in the Latin. And what it implies is a very strong action. So this is not just kind of a innocent or unintended action that's wrong, but clearly something that has a very strong element about it. And so it's the wrongness here is clearly evil. And redere, the Latin verb, which means to respond or to repay or to give in to another. And so putting those two words together, or putting it back into Latin, I would translate this: don't give in to an evil action by responding with another evil action. Now, tool number 29, along with the other, the following four tools, which, in other words, through tool number 33, they form a special unity within the 73 tools for good works. And these five tools represent a shift in St. Benedict's delineating of these tools. Up to this moment, we have been looking at either ascetical actions that are leveled against my own sensuality, or actions that reach out to my brother or sister in the sense of helping those who have special needs. But suddenly, these five tools, there's a shift. The mortification that St. Benedict was speaking about earlier, it's still there, but it's aimed at the aggressive urges that I may have or may feel within me to direct these urges, these aggressive urges, towards others. And what these tools demand, again in the context of the rule of Saint Benedict, they demand patience in bearing patiently with my opponents. Also, it can be said that these five tools, beginning with the tool tonight, do not repay one bad turn with another. They move us away from the last judgment, which was more apparent in these earlier tools. And they bring us face to face with Jesus on the mountain where he delivers his so-called Sermon on the Mount. And we're going to discover that these five tools place us not only on the mountain of the Sermon on the Mount, they also place us right there in step four of humility. And again, for those not familiar with step four of humility, that reads, the monk quietly embraces suffering in difficult, unfavorable, or unjust conditions without weakening or seeking escape. Pretty powerful step. And it's just not embracing things, but without weakening or seeking escape. Maybe that's the most difficult part of it, because we want to lose ourselves or get out of here, you know, as it were. Anyway, so these are the tools we're looking at, beginning with tonight's tool number 29. But this tool, St. Benedict was fully aware, as you probably are aware, that it comes from Scripture. It comes from the New Testament. From the first letter to the Thessalonians, it says in chapter 5, verse 15, see that no one returns evil for evil. The author of 1 Thessalonians, attributed to St. Paul, states that. See that no one returns evil for evil. And again, we hear on the Sermon of the Mount, from which this likewise comes from, offer no resistance to one who is evil. That's, you know, really, again, this sense of malum, evil. That's a very strong word. Offer no resistance to one who is evil. St. Paul goes on to say in his letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verse 17, do not repay anyone evil for evil. And then likewise, in the first letter of Peter, chapter 3, verse 9, do not return evil for evil or insult for insult, but on the contrary, return a blessing, because to this you were called. In other words, you were called to give a blessing so that you might inherit a blessing. Furthermore, again back in Romans chapter 12, verse 14, St. Paul says this, bless those who persecute you and do not curse them. And likewise, St. Luke in his sermon, which is a little shorter, and it's on the plain, basically on a level place, as the Greek reads, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. That's a little easier. I can pray for the brother who mistreats me, and maybe even bless the one who curses me. But you know, offering no resistance to one who is evil, which is how St. Matthew puts it in his Sermon on the Mount, seems a little more challenging. And then furthermore, Matthew concludes in his Sermon on the Mount in chapter 5, verse 44, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. Again, praying for those who persecute you, I can do that because I do that. love my enemies, that's maybe a little more challenging. But there it is. And you and I have been called to follow the gospel. And we know that gospel is radical. And so we shouldn't be surprised at radical statements in the gospel. So let's just reflect a little more specifically on tool 29. Just our life together, or any life together, it doesn't have to be in the monastery, but you know, the common life as we know it really demands goodwill, patience. It demands that we overlook faults and overlook slights, because these are bound to come. You know, a brother is not necessarily trying to provoke me when he may say something or act in a particular way that I interpret as aggressive. And it may be aggressive, but he may not see it that way, and he may not be even, like I say, trying to provoke me. So in a sense, I can pass a certain judgment, give a certain interpretation, or project something on that word or action from my brother that he has no intention of meaning. But on the other hand, there can be angry words and actions that are clearly directed towards me. You know, so unfortunately, there can be insults to my integrity, my competence, my intelligence. You know, we call it verbal abuse today. Or I can, you know, vice versa, I can do that against my brother. Well, even if there is truth in the words that are exchanged or leveled against me, or that I level against a brother, the manner of the exchange can be very unfair, unjust, and therefore just uncalled for and totally inappropriate, even if there is truth to it. So, tool number 29 clearly refers to an outright malicious action. As I say, an evil action. It's not just a bad turn, as the RB 80 translates it, but it's outright evil. It's malicious. It is mean. Because I purposely do or say something to destroy you and your reputation in this situation. You know, I accuse you of something utterly false. We call that a false allegation. That is evil. I mean, that is just evil. It's not bad. It is evil. And Saint Benedict does not state here in tool 29 that I don't respond to the evil against me. What he's trying to convey to us as monks is that I don't react with an evil word or action against the brother who has attacked me. And as I say, this is radical living, to be under attack by a real evil action or word, like I say, a false allegation, and not to retaliate. You know, I can respond, but don't react. And again, that's if I can get there, I'm going to get right to heaven. It's martyrdom. And so basically, Saint Benedict is saying that our response versus a reaction can only be found there in the gospel. There's no other source for our response versus a reaction. And as I was saying, you know, both on the Sermon on the Mount and St. Paul and 1 Peter, they speak about return a blessing to those who mistreat me or curse me. They go on to say, pray for those who persecute you or hate you. You know, 1 Peter, the first letter of Peter, goes on to say, we were called by God to bless so as to inherit blessing, as I quoted earlier. And Saint Benedict was certainly familiar with that text. And so we can say, just in this tool number 29, we find an aspect, a very significant aspect of our vocation, and that is to bless. Or we might even expand that to be love for our world and to be love in our church. I know it sounds a little corny here, but as I was putting this together, which was actually, I was originally going to give this in January, a song that was so popular growing up for me. So I looked it up, as you can look up these things now, and it was by Jackie DeShannon, and she came out with it in 1965. I'm just amazed, you know, I was only 9 years old that year. But at any rate, I still remember the song. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. You know, well, there it is. What the world needs are Trappist Cistercian monks in Vina, California, to bless and be a blessing for our world, our church. And that is a very profound part of your vocation. It's a terrific gift. It's a terrific burden. And yet there it is.